Hello and welcome to Ghost Beat, a horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my beautiful wife, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
We watched The Vordalak from 2023. It's directed by Adrian Bow, who has not directed any other feature films. This is their first one. And this movie, I'd never heard of, didn't know anything about it. Yeah. But it was a recommendation from one of our TikTok followers.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Yes, we're listening, guys. So we thought, why not? Let's check it out. Because it looked cool and it was highly rated. And it was fucking great.
Yeah. It was really great. Like, exceeded my expectations. I was like, all right, this looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then, wow. Like, I think I have like a new favorite movie.
It's yeah. Pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And it's good in a lot of ways that are like really unexpected. Like mm-hmm. It's very interesting. It's very different. Unfortunately, we had to watch it on Hoopla.
Yeah.
Which apparently is fucking dog shit, which no surprise. Because it's free. It's for local libraries. They probably don't have any money.
Yeah.
Because we were wondering at first, like, if the quality was deliberate, because it looked like a very old movie.
Yeah, it already had that like layer to it. So.
Yeah, we're like, maybe this is the aesthetic. Yeah. You know. No. Because
it's just standard definition.
Yeah. It was. Because we noticed when during the end credits, everything was so crunchy, and it was like, I don't think they wanted it to look like this.
Yeah, I don't think this is a choice.
Yeah, but in some ways, though, I think it did like help the movie.
It did add to it a little bit.
Yeah, it kind of took me back to these older kind of movies, and I think it really helps with some of the stuff they do with the special effects.
Yeah,
which we'll get into later. Mm-hmm. But it's a movie that takes place in France. I don't know the fucking era. Like, do you remember? What century this is?
Oh, I don't know.
It was a long ass time ago.
Yeah, like 15th century maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. That sounds right.
I'm not sure.
It's a long time ago in France. And it's basically this guy who's like an emissary to the king of France or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck their government was like. They had kings, right? Yeah.
Yeah. They did.
Accurate. But so this guy... He's like a high class dude. So he's got like the white face paint and the wig and all that stuff. And I guess he gets ambushed by bandits. And that's kind of where the whole movie starts, is he's just wandering around through the woods because he doesn't have his horse or anything.
Yeah.
And it's tough because I don't know how much to talk about here because we went in very blind.
Oh, yeah.
And that wound up being like super interesting. So I don't know how much to say about the story. But it's like, it feels like... a kind of like a fairy tale, you know, from this very specific region, like France in the 15th century.
Yeah.
Because it does deal with like some supernatural stuff, but it's not the kind of supernatural stuff that, you know, we would be familiar with. I don't know how to put that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels very folklore-y.
Yeah. Well, I think I was trying to like dig into my mind to figure like what does this remind me of specifically?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's exactly it, but one of them might be Wishbone. You remember that show? It really
did not expect. Okay. The one with the dog?
Yeah.
What?
No, because of the style, like the set design and the style.
Okay. I was thinking something completely different.
Forget.
No, that's great.
So wait,
I want to hear you cook. What are you saying?
Well, okay. So I really loved Wishbone when I was a kid.
Okay. I don't think I watched that one.
Well, it was great.
Okay.
There's just like, I have to like look it up now, but there was this like specific like set style and like.
Okay.
I don't want to, I'll spoil if I say the other part. It'll be inspired.
Yeah.
But like. It has that charm to it, but like in a horror way.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah, because I mean, it's definitely a horror movie, but it has a very black comedic sense to it too. Because there is stuff about it that is legitimately funny.
Okay, this is Wishbone.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember the dog, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like very well put together. Like, look at that. Look at the fucking costuming they did for this dog. Put this down. Look at the quality.
Yes, put it away.
Oh,
I'm
God,
familiar with Wishbone. Yes, it is. Hold on. What was I going to say?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's
oh
so
my God.
Funny. Yeah, there's something I could compare it to, but I'm going to have to do it in the spoiler section because it would just give away what it is. I think comparing it to Wishbone, no one's going to know what that means. So you're safe. But the movie, yeah,
oh my God.
It's very fun. It really leans into being like authentic to that time in history and everything. Like everything from the like sets and the costumes and the way everyone spoke. It reminds me of movies like The Witch, you know, where it really, really nails that setting.
Oh yeah. Whoever, like the team that created this, they like nailed the concept. Like it's so exactly what it is. Like
yeah, that's a really, really strong part of the movie, especially because like it's so hard to describe the tone, especially without spoiling it, because it's so different. It's like, and I love when you have a movie like this that's so lavish to recreating that period in history, but then just explore some really fucking weird shit in there, you know? I wish I could say more, but
I know. There's something else that I compare it to, too, and I feel like I can't say.
But it's definitely, like, some weird, like, horrific horror shit. Like, it's very cool.
Yes.
But also with a sense of humor that, like, I don't want to describe this as a comedy, because it is not a comedy.
It's not.
But there is, like, a weird, very black sense of humor behind some of it, too. With some really kick-ass special effects,
which I
also can't explain spoiling.
Yeah, that's my issue too. Very impressive.
But the one thing I did want to at least mention, because I am not equipped to really go in-depth about this, I did notice it had some weird themes having to do with masculinity
and
sexuality.
Yes.
And there is definitely some interesting stuff going on there with the main character and like their version of masculinity compared to the people he runs into out in the woods. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's very elegantly done, honestly.
Yeah, there's a lot. And nobody's really a good guy. Like they're all kind of skeezy in different ways. Apparently fuckboys are just, you know, they've been here
timeless.
All along. Yes, they're timeless. Thank you. Fuckboys are timeless. Yes. Who would have thought? There are many different flavors of toxic masculinity, and they're all here. But that did feel like, especially today, with like the atmosphere in the world around being fucking alpha dog and red pilled, you know, and like that form of masculinity.
Yeah.
To have a movie come out that takes place in such a like hundreds of years ago in this specific setting that's exploring like those same ideas.
Yeah.
I thought that was like actually super interesting.
Oh yeah.
That was definitely occupying my thoughts a lot.
Yes.
Watching it.
I'm already a huge fan of this movie, and I hope this director makes more movies.
Please. Yeah, this is a really fucking good debut.
Yeah.
I'm actually disappointed I hadn't really heard about this, because I feel like it deserves a lot more attention.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I mean, because it came out last year.
That's crazy. I feel like everybody should know about this movie.
Yes. But I'm on Team Vortilak. I'm all about talking about this whenever I can. So thank you. TikTok person. I don't know.
We don't know if you want your username.
Yeah, I don't know how to navigate that stuff. But let's just get into spoilers.
Okay, maybe that's something we should look into.
So right away, you compared this to Wishbone. I would compare it to Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And that almost simplifies it too much. I don't mean it like that.
No, I think it's definitely inspired by it. Like,
yeah, but it's because, there is like a vampire-like in this. Although I thought it was super interesting that this is what I was saying about how this is almost like a fairy tale. It feels like folklore, like local folklore.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though it's similar to a vampire, it's different in a lot of big ways. And there's even a part in the movie where the guy is like, would you believe in vampires too? Or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Treating it like vampires are known in this world as something very different.
Yeah, it's very like Shakespearean too.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So it's not just that it's like Bram Stoker's Dracula because of the, it's a vampire.
No.
It's because of the whole, it's like, I don't remember the character's name, but like Keanu Reeves' character in the movie going to Dracula's mansion.
Yeah.
And what happened, like it feels very similar to that structure, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's very evocative already. But I'll just get right to it. The special effects, the way that they used puppets for a lot of this stuff, was so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And if that's the thing that really made this feel super original and fresh, because the first time that they show it, when the grandpa shows up at the table, it was like very strange looking because he's all wrapped up. Yeah. And so it's almost like this slow reveal that like, no bitches, it's a whole puppet. Like we're actually doing it. And it looked really cool.
I'm just like so impressed by the craftsmanship of it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's like inspiring to look at because it's like so well done. And yeah. I think we've been missing a lot of this lately because everybody's yeah. like, oh, well, we can. And there's nothing against visual effects. Like, obviously, very cool things can be done with it. Mm-hmm. But, like, there are so many things that we do, like, movie magic-wise that we've, like, left in the past for some reason. And this is such a good example of, like, why we need this in film.
Well, that's the thing is that, like, it's not even just that, like, oh, they went practical. It's, like, this specific style
yes.
that feels almost like theater. It's, like, so unique.
It's
I thought
so
that was
cool.
so cool.
Yes, yes, I would love to have that in the house.
Okay, I don't know about that part, but yes.
So cool.
It has a very unique look, and even like the way it looks being animated, like there's just something
it's so stylized.
Yeah, so stylized and cool about it.
Yeah.
So I can't say enough about that, and it leads to some really cool moments.
Oh my God, yeah.
Without getting too ahead of ourselves. I did think it was cool that like, also just that, I mean, that is the backbone of the movie. It's that the Vordalek, you know, that whole thing. And even that, I think the lore around it was really cool. Mm-hmm. It's the idea that like, yes, it is a lot like a vampire, but it's like, it's a vampire that is someone in your family who comes home explicitly to kill everyone in the family and feed on them. And then I guess keeps spreading out to like everyone that you know and love, like those are the ones that are specifically targeted.
Yeah.
If,
it's,
go ahead.
It's just a beautiful concept. Like it's like so well crafted.
But that, even that though is like very folklorish of you know, it's something you would tell your kids to scare them at night, you know, like a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
I think them targeting the family specifically is what makes it feel that way.
Yeah.
So that, even that is like super cool. But then watching this emissary guy, Jakku, I think is his name. He, like watching him navigate all of this, cause he's like such a fish out of water. Cause he's like this put together, like, what do they call it? The court. He's like a court guy, you know, coming into this like kind of backwoods type place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they play a lot with like the ideas of masculinity and stuff, because he's very effeminate. But he's also a fuckboy who gets like weird and aggressive sexually, you know?
Yeah.
And the fact that he's meant to be the hero, and you kind of see him struggle with all that, you know, like when he tries to escape, but he winds up coming back. But then he still just gets tricked by the idea of sex, you know, and punished for that.
Yeah.
There's just a lot with that stuff that I think it's saying a lot. And again, maybe I'm not the intellectual person to unpack it all.
Well, I mean, I think it plays with the ideas of masculinity in many ways, too. Because, I mean, there's also the guy's, like, his brother.
Yeah, totally.
Who seems to, like, enjoy more effeminate things. And, like, doesn't he, like, make fun of his brother for, like, playing with ribbons?
Yeah,
or
that was the one.
Something very, like, okay. Yes. Like, but I think it also, like, shows these, like, what should be very, like, old views on gender.
Yes, of course. But there is something that like the way they're, because they're all criticized ultimately, there's none that are seen as like being perfect. And I think there is something relevant with the current atmosphere that's like all I could say, you know. So just shouts out. Okay. Like, I don't know what else I could say about that. But yeah, that's not what we're here for. The effects are fucking cool. So, like, I did, one of the parts that was, like, super striking was when the vampire finally attacks the young boy, who's, like, his first target, and there's just the shot of the fucking puppet eating him on the neck and his blood coming out.
So
that was, like,
cool.
Holy shit, they fucking went there with that. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was, like, that's what I'm talking about, is even though it can be kind of weird and silly, it can also be incredibly dark and kind of frightening.
No, it definitely gave me like Evil Dead vibes.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that stuff was super cool. Mm-hmm. And watching the way that it just kind of takes over the family, because there is like, there's definitely a psychological element to it as well.
Yeah.
That was very frightening.
Yeah, because I mean, like, she has like this whole like speech about like, why would I not go hug my child? Like, yeah.
But just being trapped in this home, I mean, maybe there's something to be said there about his version of masculinity, because they are very, like, trapped in this location.
But no one's allowed to go anywhere.
Yes, while they're being, like, psychologically manipulated and abused. Yes, it's...
It sucks.
It is very dark in that way.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even the ending is pretty dark, because, I mean, Jakku winds up dying. I did think it was super cool at the end when you see that the family has finally kind of just been taken over, and he comes downstairs when they're all sitting around the dinner table, and it's, like, super macabre, you know, because they're all covered in blood and everything.
Very Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah. Like, it there is this descent into being, like, very... very dark, very terrifying.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then even finding out that the one daughter, who's kind of the one you're hoping will escape and get away, like, she's already been converted. And it was cool because there's even, like, a little epilogue that's, like, a letter explaining, like, someone who I guess found her and took her in, and you just kind of know where it's going.
Cool.
Yeah, it's all of that stuff is crafted, like, so well.
It's so impressive, and it's like, this movie is going to be like one of those like timeless movies people are like going to come back to and keep watching. Like, I'm already ready to watch it again.
I hope it really gets more attention, because it is just doing so much stuff in so many cool ways in this like dark fantasy weird setting. Yeah, it's just very fucking cool. I'm glad that this was recommended to us.
Yes, I absolutely love this movie.
What else is there to say? So hold on a second. What the fuck is up with Wishbone?
Oh,
what were
God.
You completely threw me off with that. What were you getting at with that?
Well, okay, so I guess you really didn't watch it.
I don't know if I was just a little too old for it, but when I saw those commercials, it was just like, what, it's a show about a little dog that dresses in outfits? Like, I think I'm good.
I mean, there is that, yes. Okay. Like, but
how does that tie into this movie?
Well, okay, so Wishbone did, like, quote-unquote historical reenactments, sort of, like, telling things in history. And obviously, this is, like, the 90s, so they had this, like, I guess they had, like, a pretty good budget from PBS to, like, make these really nice costumes and set design. Like, I feel like maybe as a kid, if I watch it now, it might not be as fantastical as I have it, like, held into my brain from when I was a child. But there was this, look, if you're going to keep criticizing me like this, I'm going to make you cut
I'm not saying
all
anything.
Of it out.
I'm listening intently.
I just remember, like, that 90s TV glow watching, like, PBS shows, and, like, it reminded me of that. And I think specifically because Wishbone covered, like, historical subjects, and then...
Well, we were also watching it in, like, standard definition, so that probably contributed to
it. It brought back a weird nostalgia to it, and I don't know. I was just thinking more aesthetics-wise than anything.
That is just the last thing that I would have expected, but okay. So Wishbone and his cool little outfits just made you think of the Vordalak.
Well, I mean, they had, like, incredible wardrobe, and the puppetry was, like, also really great.
Like, that's what I thought you were going to get to. I thought you were going to say it had puppets like this in it.
No, there's another show that is also unrelated to horror that made me think, which was Eureka's Castle, too.
Oh, like, I did watch Eureka's Castle.
Okay, well, see, now I'm afraid of you judging me
I'm not judging you at all. I was just confused. I get it. That happens.
I mean, like,
it just took you down a weird memory hole.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
Just, like, aesthetics-wise.
Just wanted to clarify. I felt like we were about to end the episode without explaining that at all, and we had to clarify it. Okay, I understand now. Anyways, so you can go to GhostBeast.com for all our links. You can also search for GhostBeast Pod, and you can follow GhostBeast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything we cover. I think I found the perfect spot.
Okay.
Under In a Violent Nature, but above Long Legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
I feel like we're going to get shit for putting it above Long Legs. You got to watch
the
movie.
There are so many fucking haters of Long Legs out there.
I don't get that either.
It's
though,
nuts.
Honestly.
It's weird that it's only people who love it or fucking hate it.
It's weird to me. That movie was great.
But this is number 13 on our list. And you can also follow us on TikTok, where we listen to our subscribers and watch the movies they recommend. And you can also contact us at podcast@ghostbeats.com. Let us know if you secretly have, like, one of the best movies released in recent years.
Yeah.
It's a high bar. But we're open.
Yeah.
Bye.